Alex Bauman, Michael Giddens in the studio with me, and they're wanting to do something with me that we're going to call WA. It's called Word Association, and they think they're going to stump me with some words that I know nothing about, and they probably will, but what they don't understand is I'm going to stump them with a couple as well.
The thing is, we got three generations here, so I might be stumped.
Three?
Too.
Y'all are the same generation, dude.
I'm a millennial.
Hey, what are you, a X?
Gen Z, probably.
Yeah. Gen Z. I'm an old fart. Let's go. What's the first word?
First word is bussin'.
Bussin'?
Yeah.
Ain't no problem with that word. We're going to bus you right out of town.
Nope, that is not correct what that word means.
Well, you know what?
Should we tell them? Should we hold off?
No,
and
wait
just
a minute.
Keep
no,
going
no,
or
no.
We're tell them
go,
what it means now.
We're going to go one at a time. In your generation, what does bussin' mean?
Extremely good. So, like, you can say like, he had a good meal. That food was bussin'.
That food was bussin'.
So, like, when Gens eats his four-course meal every time for lunch, that
no, when he eats bussin'. His four meals for lunch, it's bussin'. All right, bussin'. What's
four buses what's of meals?
What's second word?
Riz.
Riz? I have no idea.
No, you got to give us something.
I knew a lady named Rizzo. I called her Riz for short.
You mean you got a lot of charm.
Charisma. Well, short me. For charisma.
Okay. Well, I'm Riz.
You're Riz?
I'm Riz, baby.
W Riz?
When's the last time you Rizzed up somebody?
With that dating profile.
You have to know that, baby. That dating profile's coming in real strong. What's the third word?
What about sus?
What did you
sus.
Say?
Sus.
I thought you said something else. Sus? I couldn't tell you.
You got to give us something. Give us sus? A guess. Yeah.
Giddens gives me a lot of sus.
That could be anything.
That could be anything.
Well, then that's sure, so could the word. What does
it
mean?
It's short for suspicious.
So he gives me a lot of suspicious things.
A lot of what do I give you that's suspicious?
Asparagus.
How is asparagus suspicious?
It's something you shouldn't eat.
Susparagus.
Yeah, okay. Susparagus.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so what's the next word, Bauman?
Sigma.
Sigma.
Ain't no
Delta
way.
Thi. That's part of the Greek alphabet. Everybody knows that.
No, it's not. It's not what that means.
Yeah,
it's slang, though. We know it's slang. What does
exactly
it mean with Gen Z?
Ask anybody from my generation, they will tell you that sigma is the first word of a sorority.
Well, that's partially true.
No, that's not partially true. That's totally true.
But what does it mean to Gen Z?
I have no idea. I'm not a Gen Z.
What do you think?
I don't know. Sigma. Probably somebody's persona.
You're close.
Yeah.
That's pretty close. That's
right. Yeah, right, I mean.
It's a male who is popular but also a loner who separates himself from the crowd.
Oh, I'm Sigma, definitely, baby. I separate myself from... What in the Sigma? I separate myself really good. All right, Valman, have you got some more? Come on. Now I was good on that one.
Oh, my Lord.
Was I not close on that one?
Let's see what we got here.
Listen.
All right, I got it.
Wait a minute,
right.
Bauman, was I not close on that one?
You were close. That was the best one yet. You're getting better.
All right, I got one for you. What is cap?
Cap is what I put on my head to cover up my baldness.
No.
Okay. What is it in the Gen Z world?
Cap is to lie or to make a false statement.
See, and that's why I don't know it, because I don't do that.
You don't cap?
No.
All right. Drip.
Drip, that's what comes out of my kitchen faucet.
Nope.
Nope. I mean, a drip is somebody that hangs around you that you don't want hanging around you.
No, was it from the baby boomers era?
I'm just saying a drip. Listen, I knew somebody one time that had some stuff that they smoked, and they called it the devil's drip. And it was strong stuff.
This ain't it. This is to have a good sense of fashion.
Oh, my God.
There's
nobody around here that's a drip, then.
So all right. You dripping today?
No, I ain't dripping.
Nah, devil's dripping, at least.
Yeah, devil's dripping.
All right, how about bet?
Bet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet you. I mean, what are we betting on?
No, it's just like a confirmation.
In my term of my day, a bet was something that you said that you took opposition with the other fella and you shook hands on a bet, and the loser had to pay up. What does your bet mean?
It means just like yes, like you're confirming. You're saying like good.
That's kind of like in a bet. You're confirming that you want to bet.
You would say, "Let's go out to eat," and we both say bet.
Bet.
No.
Are we going to meet up later? Yeah, I bet.
I mean, are we going to go out on a date? Bet. No, that means she would bet me that she's not going to go out with me.
All right. I'm just looking through a list here. How about Slay? You got David, do you have any idea what Slay might mean?
Yeah, that's what we used to put out in the front yard with Santa as Christmas decorations. No,
S-L-A-Y, Slay.
Slay. That means I'm beating you at something.
No. No, it means to be extremely stylish or successful.
Well, same deal. I'm beating you. I'm extremely successful against you, and I'm stylish while I'm beating you. I'm slaying.
Do you see any more on here, Alex?
I don't know. I think this one's pretty good for David. Thirsty. And it's not thirsty. And it's not because you're thirsty for water.
But it's spelled the same way?
Yes. Yeah.
Thirsty would mean that I am longing for something.
That's pretty correct. That's the best one. You got it right.
Yeah.
You want attention.
Yeah. It's just like being thirsty. You want something to drink. Yeah. I mean, you know.
How about yeet?
Say that again.
Yeet.
Don't cuss on this. Right? Say that again.
Yeet.
Spell that.
Y-E-E-T.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Well, that's what goes into bread. That's what makes bread rise.
Yeast?
Oh, you said yeet.
Yeet.
Oh, okay. I don't know what yeet is. What is yeet, Alex?
It's when you throw something, you yeet it. You got yeet.
Oh, you throw some?
Yeah, you yeeted it.
So if I had a frisbee, it'd be a frisbee.
Because
it'll come back. You throw it and it comes back. So I'm going to let Alex and Giddens come up with one more that they want to try to stump me with, which is word association in the slang world of Gen Z. And what are you getting? X Factor? Or? Well,
there's so many words to choose from. It's hard. Well, and like I don't think some of them we can even talk about. But
what denomination are you from? You're not Gen Z.
I'm a millennial.
You're a millennial.
We don't really have slang as much as we just say like before and after every word. Like you know what I'm like. Okay. Saying like.
And what denomination do you come from, Gen Z?
Gen Z.
I said denomination, but, you know.
Generation?
Listen.
Your religion is Gen Z.
Your religion is. All right, so one last word. Give it to me, Bauman.
Well, we did Sigma, so let's do Simp.
Simp?
Yeah. That's S-I-M-P.
That's a man that takes a woman and uses her for making money for him. Oh, no, that's pimp. You said simp. I have no idea. Don't even know if I want to guess. Is that short for Bart Simpson?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm wrong.
It's someone who goes out of their way to impress a girl they're attracted to.
So how many times have you simped?
Never.
How many times have you simped, Giddens?
I probably simped when I was in high school. I'm not going to lie. But it wasn't a thing back then, so it doesn't count.
I'm still doing it today, baby. We're going to come back.
Simp if you're thirsty and you got that L Riz.
Yeah.
And no cap. Bet.
Yeah, bet. Man, y'all hammering me with some of that Gen Z baby boomer.
Right now.
I'm telling you. Well, if your brain's fried, you might have some of that devil's.
I think this is what they call it, brain rot, right?
Yeah, it's brain rot.
Yeah, you might have some of that devil stuff going on if your brain's fried.